And this is a result of actually the natural evolution of how most companies get founded, especially by technical co-founders, right? Before launch, it is a time of bliss, nirvana, and opportunity, right? Nothing that you do is wrong, right? By your hand, which you feel is like God, everything that you write, every line of code feels perfect, right? And is a genius to you. The thing that happens is after launch, reality sort of sets in, and then all these other tasks sort of come into place that we have to deal with. Now, what technical co-founders want to do is get back to that initial state. And so what we often do and what we often see is that companies start siloing off all these other things that actually is what makes a startup or a company sort of real, right? And have other people do them. In our minds, these other tasks are inferior, right? And we have other people in the company do them. And so for us, what we're trying to figure out is how do we change software development so that we inject some values that we don't talk about enough: responsibility, accountability, humility, modesty. Right? And we called this, like a lot of other people, we had an acronym, support-driven development, and it's basically very similar to TDD or other agile practice. It's a way of creating high-quality software, but it's super simple. You don't need like a scrum, you don't need a bunch of post-it notes. All you have to do is make everyone do customer support. And what you end up having is you fix the feedback loop, right? The people who build the software are the ones supporting it, and you get all these sort of nice benefits as a result.